Testing, test.
Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Welcome you into this place. Lord God, have your way on your day, God.
God, this last day of 2020, God, there is still time, God, because you have no sense of time or place, God. You can still heal in 2020. You can still deliver in 2020. You can still set free in 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're praising your name as we leave this year and make our way into a glorious new year, worshiping and praising you. We pray this prayer in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our King. Amen. Our scripture text today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. There's one verse, verse 10, Matthew 6, verse 10, simply says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." The word of God is already blessed. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will join in for our morning hymn. This is going to be Facebook Live sing-along. Facebook Live sing-along. We all know this song, and if you know the words, we can't hear you, but we ask that you join with us as we sing "Go Tell It on the Mountain." Found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.
Amen, amen. We hope and pray that you are still telling the story that Jesus Christ is indeed born. We'd like to make a couple of few announcements as we are recognizing that this is the last Sunday of the year. Wow, what an incredible year it has been. It is a year that we did not anticipate. But God has allowed us to come to this last Sunday of the year. And we're so thankful here at Ebenezer for all of you that who have supported the work and the mission of this great church. We thank you for all of our, what we're calling our e-members and our members who have joined with us to do great work, even in the midst of a pandemic. We are grateful to God that we have not lacked anything, and that God has made provisions for us. And so as we look at a challenging year and prepare to tip our hat to 2020 and we look forward to 2021, please know that we are expecting God to do great things. We are grateful that we had an incredible toy drive. I believe over 200 toys were given away for our toy drive. We had more than enough, and we want to say thank you for your generosity. We also are grateful to those of you who came out and volunteered and made a difference, and we are looking forward to bigger and better things next year. We're also grateful to those who have served in our media ministry this year as we have been able to keep the message, the gospel, moving forward, even in this pandemic season. Those of you who have labored, those of you who have worked, those of you who have spent the hours and the times, we are grateful. And we're also very, very grateful to those who have continued to work in our food pantry, feeding our community in the Bronzeville community. We are grateful to you, to the outreach ministry, and so many more who have adjusted plans so that we can continue to make a difference in our community. And so we're asking that you do not get weary in well-doing, that we will do bigger and better in 2021 as we bid farewell to 2020 and look forward to what God is going to do in 2021. At this time, our music ministry will lead us as we continue our worship.
Glory, glory, glory. Wonderful child. Somewhere somebody ought to just say Jesus, wherever you are. It's something about the name of Jesus. When you just call his name, things just start to change. Jesus, wonderful child. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my wheel in the middle of a wheel. Jesus, my bridge over troubled waters. Jesus, my everything. Jesus, when you just call on the name of Jesus, the Bible called him wonderful, and then it said counselor. They called him the mighty God. They called him the everlasting Father. They called him the Prince of Peace. There's something about the name of Jesus. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if it's a pandemic or an epidemic. When you call on the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Amen. Amen. This is that time of the service. Look, this is our last offering of 2020. Our last offering of 2020. Look, do this. I know you have spent a whole lot of money on gifts, and if you were fortunate enough to find your child a PS5, then glory to God for you. But look, you got to have something for God now. So I hope whatever you got, I know some of y'all got some cash for Christmas. Some of the envelopes were a little heavy, so this is your opportunity to bless God right now. Come on and give God your best offering. On the screen right now, you can see the three ways you can give. You can give on our website, EbenezerBronzeville.org, EbenezerBronzeville.org. You can also go to text to give. You can text to give. Put the amount in first and then text it to that number on your screen. Go ahead and text to give, and then you can drop off your envelope here or mail it to 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. Y'all come on and close the year out good. You thank you so much for your faithfulness, and let's close this year out good. Give God your best gift, all your best gift in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen.
The Seven Principles of Kwanzaa. Unity. Self-determination. Collective work and responsibility. Cooperative economics. Purpose. Creativity. And faith. Worship him. For today, born in the city of David. Let's worship him. child is born. We hear the voice of the angel. Fear not, be not afraid. Let's worship him.
Amen. Again, we thank you for your generosity to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We thank you for all that you have done, and we know that we are going to close out this year strong. Amen. At this time, we are having our online, our virtual altar call combined with a pause in the midst of our worship service to acknowledge those whom we have lost this year. I want to lift in prayer as our musicians play underneath. We are remembering in prayer Reverend James Thompson. We continue to lift up in prayer Brother Rob Martin and Lenora Elms. We are calling out the name of Bernetta Pearson and David Pearson and Dr. Pamela Pearson. We're calling out the name of Brother Kenneth Sexton that we are lifting in prayer. Pastor Mark Keller. And we're remembering in prayer Brother Bobby Thomas, who is in University of Chicago Hospital. Lord, we say have mercy on those who are challenged in their health right now. Lord, have mercy, O God, in their lives. Cause them to know, O God, that you are present with them, that you are a healer and a great physician. God, we know that you are able because we believe that there's a witness in this house and online who has felt the healing touch of your power. And so, God, we lift them up high this last Sunday of the year, asking that you will have your way. God, we have experienced so much this year, so much heartache, so much confusion, so much going on in political circles, and God, that's not yet totally finished. But God, we know that you are still able and you sit upon the throne, that you are able to see about our circumstances. We thank you, God, for all that has been in 2020. We thank you, God, in what we asked for, not even what we planned for, but in spite of it all, you sustained us. God, you sustain this church. You sustain the work of this church and so many others. And for that, oh God, we say thank you. God, we ask that as we look forward with eager anticipation to 2021, God, we ask that you do marvelous things, greater things in the year to come in our lives and in our faith community. God, this year has taught us how to trust you more. And so, God, we're going into 2021 with new lessons learned, a sense of fierceness in our faith, and determination to do what you have called us to do. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Beloved, this year we've lost a number of members, friends of our faith community, and we are wanted to pause in the midst of this worship service to acknowledge them, to say their names, to say their names, because when you say their names, they never really die in our lives. We want to pause because we recognize that in 2020, we weren't able to bid farewell in the traditional ways that we had before. We couldn't caress one another. We couldn't hold one another in 2020 because of the social distancing we had to adhere to. We couldn't come into the building like we used to. And if we did, it was at fewer numbers. And so we wanted to take this moment to pause. To pause and to say their names. On your screen, our media ministry has put together a tribute of the names of those whom we lost at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Some tall oaks in our faith community, members who worked and labored and toiled for a long time. We want to say their name. We want to remember them. We remember Deacon Arthur L. Thompson, Cornelius Beasley, Nadine Dixon, Savannah Stewart, Paul Hackett, John Brown, former members Ada Moore, Stella Stallworth, friends of Ebenezer, Anita Penny Jeffries, Linda Murray, Geraldine Buckner, Linda Gray, Tommy Adams, Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. May they rest in eternal peace. Amen. Amen. We thank God once again for our music ministry. And I'm going to ask y'all to show them some love in the chat section. They have worked hard since we went in this on this pandemic schedule, so to speak. They have worked hard to bring us diverse music. And I believe that they have done a great job when you consider this is something none of us have ever done before in our lifetimes. So I want the music ministry team to know that I appreciate your work. And for those who have been watching, who have been engaging with us at Ebenezer, send them some love of support in the chat space. I know that they would greatly appreciate it. I want to just read into your hearing once more and again from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 10th verse. You know it so well, which simply says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." I want to speak from the subject, God's will be done in 2021. God's will be done in 2021. I wonder this morning, do you remember all of the New Year slogans of 2020? Last year when we were at this point and juncture in time, people were coming up with all kind of creative slogans. 2020, the year of vision, the year of seeing clearly. 2020, a new decade with new possibilities. 2020, we're going to crush it. There's so many slogans that we came up with. You would have thought we were entering this new decade on top of the world, because the truth of the matter, our hopes were high, our goals were lofty, our dreams seemed attainable, and the reality hit us like a ton of bricks. And here we are again approaching 2021, fighting the same old battles, just with a different name. Sickness is still waiting for a cure. Anxiety is searching for assurance. Hostility is knocking heads with peace. Grief is smothering our joy. Cruelty is scuffling with kindness. Hatred is smoldering in our communities. Hypocrisy is campaigning against reality. Evil is waging war against good, and our flesh is conflicting with our spirit. Thy kingdom come is an appeal. It's an appeal for God's presence in our world. And if ever we were in need of the presence of God at the end of what has been a difficult year, now is that time. Now is the time, as we look with an enormous amount of hope and expectation to what the new year will bring. We cry out, "Come and be with us, Lord. Walk with us as we face the burden of our days. Walk with us, talk with us, be with us, so we don't feel alone and on our own." But the appeal is far greater than just a request for God's presence. It is a petition for God to take control, to make the earth his jurisdiction in the same way he has made heaven his own. Heaven is God's kingdom, but earth is also God's kingdom. When we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," What we're really asking God to do is to magnify his presence among us, to supersize his authority in our lives. The only way to accomplish that is to accept the gospel, live the gospel, and to spread the gospel. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If the expansion of God's presence is going to happen, beloved, what we need in this new year is a new approach. I don't think you heard me this morning. If the expansion of God's presence is going to happen, what we need in this new year is a new approach. We need a new direction, a reset, not a reset of our lives, but a reset of our faith. We don't need a job as much as we need to believe that God will provide. We don't need things to return to normal, because in many cases, normal left God. What we need is a refocus of our faith. We cannot do the same things the same way and expect different results. Ergo, we are embracing insanity. First, I believe we need to resurrect our reliance on God. As Christians, we must stop cowering in a corner. In this era of great challenge, the faith of some Christians has become so fragile and uncertain that they are in need of resuscitation. They've lost their jobs and their health care. Some fear losing their homes, their cars, and their good credit rating. And all of their fears are understandable. All I can tell you is God, he knows your struggles, and he will not let you fall. And you don't have to believe me. Believe God's track record. God delivered Moses and the Hebrew nation from slavery. God delivered Joseph and his family from famine. God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. God delivered David from Saul. God delivered some of you all from some of your all's negative experience. David went through more than what we are going through, and he made it. That's why he was able to sing with certainty, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We've tried our best to wear out the scripture verse that says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But we can't wear it out, because it's true. We will never fully understand the trials and tribulations, the confrontations and challenges, the difficulties and the distresses of this life. But our past victories should, at the very least, give us sufficient fuel to trust that God will bring us through yet another year, even if it is fraught with hardship. The songwriter was right. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that this road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought us this far to leave us. Another songwriter said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. So we need to resurrect our reliance on God. But then we need to persist in personal prayer. You know, those memorized prayers we send up to heaven are okay. But they are just okay. If you want to summon the full power of God to take over your life, it's going to take some serious application and supplication. Solomon can teach us something about prayer. When the nation of Israel was suffering, Solomon prayed for their deliverance. Here's part of what he prayed. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. It's found in 1 Kings 8:33. I don't know if your challenges are a result of sin or just circumstance, but I do know this. If you need to repent, then you need to do it. There's no time to lose. And if you are a victim of circumstance, know this. God hears and answers genuine prayer. Is there a witness in the room? Christ taught us to pray, saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His prayer instructions recorded in Matthew and Luke have lasted throughout the ages, but they are a foundation prayer upon which mature Christians should build. These words are the milk of prayer, but not the meat. That means we should grow in our prayer life until our prayers petition the Lord with supplication, earnest prayer for his mercy, his favor, and his grace. Prayer can conquer all circumstances. Prayer can destroy all doubts. Prayer can defeat all discouragement. Prayer can overcome all opposition. Prayer can help you face all of your fears. Prayer can help you fight your battles. Once we resurrect our reliance on God and learn to persist in prayer, something should change. Something must change, and the change will start with us. But we need also to allow God's Spirit to move us to action. I think I'll say that again. We need to allow God's Spirit to move us to action. We can't just sit here and say, okay, God, I trust you, and I've prayed to you. Now you take care of it all. That's not the response of a genuine Christian. We've got to move in the direction he would have us to go. And as we approach Ebenezer 2021, I say to you, we need to move as individuals, and we must move as a faith community. Faith in action. That's what we need. Our faith doesn't just need to show up, it needs to show out. It has to really embrace that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God's love should be in every word we speak, every thought we think, every deed we perform, every choice we make, every prayer we pray, every place we go, and every moment we live. We've got to move. And so I say, take inventory. Take a faith inventory and commit to improving your walk with Christ. Now is the time to study the scriptures. Now is the time to develop our compassion towards others. Now is the time to personalize your testimony. You ought to have a testimony after 2020. Now is the time to fulfill your vows and your pledges. Now is the time to polish your praise, to develop a godly character, to acquire a humble spirit, to foster pure motives, to demonstrate a loving attitude.
faith, you see, is empowering. And if you've got faith, you've got the power. You've got the power to seize opportunities, to tackle responsibilities, to withstand troubles. You've got the power to solve problems and confront enemies and bear burdens and resist temptations. You've got the power to endure trials and survive tests and perform ministry for Christ. If all things work together for good, let the good show in all of the work that you do. You see, God is able. I said, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. But he does it according to the power that works in us. If you don't believe me, read it for yourself in Ephesians 3 and 20. So if you've got the power, use it. Use it to stay calm in the midst of crisis. Use it to bear the unbearable. Use it to have peace in the midst of your problems. Use it to stand firmly on the solid rock of truth. Will God's will be done in 2021? Of course it will. The question is, will God use you to accomplish it? Will God use your faith to dissolve other doubts? Will God use your faith to satisfy other longings? Will God use you to dry another's tears? Will God use you to supply another's need? Will God use you to enrich another's life? You see, the power of the gospel is in you. And so I say to you, this last Sunday of the year, promote it, publish it, preach it, and proclaim it, present it, and perpetuate it. God's will be done in 2021. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. We're going to open the doors of the church. Perhaps there is someone that is out there in the chat space that is desirous and need of a relationship, a real relationship with God through Jesus Christ. What better day, not just for its significance, but because this is the only day you have. What better day than now to give your life unto the Lord? If you are watching us right now and you are sitting there and wondering, if I really need to be in right relationship with him, that I know I need to take the steps necessary, we invite you to do so at this time. Now is your time. Now is your time. The doors of the church are open. You can come by letter. You can come by Christian Experience. You don't have to even live in this city. You can be one of our e-members who support and are part of the work of ministry here at Ebenezer, even at a distance. Now is the time. Is there one? Is there one? Now behold the Lamb. Is there one?
our musicians continue to play that, I want to just say a few parting words. Again, on behalf of the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, we say thank you to all of you who have supported this work and ministry. To those members of our faith community who reside in the Chicago land area, we say thank you for dropping your tithes and offering off, for mailing, emailing it, hitting the donate button, we say thank you. To our e-members, those of you who have been so generous and so supportive from as far away as Seattle, Washington, Omaha, Nebraska, Houston, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, St. Minneapolis, Minnesota, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. So many of you who have seeded in this ministry and this work. And there's so many more cities and states that I'm not even privy to. We just want to say thank you for your generosity. And we pray that God will give you a double portion of blessing for your willing to sacrifice and support this work. We pray that each and every one of you have an incredible 2021, that you finish out 2020 safe and sound, that you still practice your social distancing, realizing that everyone has not gotten the vaccine and there's a long line. So still be safe, still be careful. We remember those families that have lost so many loved ones. We pray for their comfort and their peace. And we too pray that your year 2021 will be one of triumph and one of restoration. Please know that Pamela and I love you, Ebenezer. We thank you for your willingness to support this work, and we pray God's continued blessings in your life. Be safe. Happy New Year to all. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit is our prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Why you love me so?